Instrumental, verse, chorus, and out. Is that do I have that on the page I gave y'all?
Yeah. Second page.
And it's really not as complicated as it might seem. It's just in 7/4 is all. Everything happens. There are no irregular bars.
Mike, make this lower, the rumble.
Bob, could you change this to the second joint?
Thank you. Bye. I'm sorry.
The first part of the bridge is in G.
Before we go to D minor, right?
The first part of the bridge is in G.
G. It's like the same as the
chorus.
You've
been asleep.
You oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I got the lengths wrong.
Yeah.
So the back, the track behind that first part of the bridge is basically the same as the chorus, right?
Kind of, yeah. It wants to make a departure there, though.
Right. More feel than structure.
So what I'm thinking of is a lead up to the instrumental.
Yeah. Will come soon enough.
All in good time, pretty young.
So is filling around that working?
Sounds good to me.
Okay, because I mean, when I was trying to play rhythm, it just seemed like it was getting kind of crowded and weird. Yeah.
You might want to chop some chords every now and again. Oh, whoops. But for... Let's take it from the top. One, two, three, four, five, six. My word, lose the sky.
listen to John go to the tom.
Again. Thank you. an end for this one. I don't believe we've ever ended it.
I don't remember.
Nor should we ever end it. The song that never ends.
There it is.
Well, it was relaxing there before the end, the last like 3, 4, 5 minutes. That's the groove. Up until that time, I was sort of anticipating a little bit, but that was really great. The last 5 minutes was right in there. Now, can we go over, Bob, let's get the kicks correct on the. Let's get those kicks all together in the whatever you call that part of
is
it.
Is it the chorus?
Yeah, I think
or
so.
Or the bridge?
Yeah.
Both of them.
Okay.
Let's really lock in exactly those kicks.
Open it up.
Go to the next part. That was that one. Now go to the next part.
Okay.
Yeah, you got the second bar. That was a little different, you know. Bop, bop. What do you call that part, Bob?
That's the chorus.
Okay, and go to, I guess, the...
Actually, that was a chorus and a little bit of the bridge, but anyway, the next one is the bridge. Two. Now this starts... So we're coming out of the chorus... we'll start with the chorus, and then when I say bring it down, when I say bridge, we bring it down like we did. And you'll follow the vocal. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. California, on the burning ship. California, knock, knock. Bring it down. Now you've been asleep. You would not believe it. The voices come to me. The world you were seeing. Hey, shining on the beach. To see you apart before me. You'll follow me. We will rise to glory. Now D minor.
Stay there. Stay there.
Just 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
get bigger. Right. Now, Bo Diddley 7, bring it down.
So, wait a minute. Hold it. On that part, that both of those things are anticipated. On the beginning. No. Play it again, Bob.
One,
listen to it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
One time. That's right.
Keep the same intensity. John, go to the top. Figure that you probably want to go to is 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Something like that, you know. Okay. So you mix up the eighth note and dotted eighths and dotted quarters.
I think I can come up with something like a little
something. It's almost a Bo Diddley 7, but it's... Yeah. Right, there we go. You want to try to finish some of those figures in a dotted quarter. If you can. 4, 5, 6, 7. That whole instrumental section has a taper to it. It starts out with that big fanfare lick, and then it tightens. It doesn't lose intensity, but it tightens
it's
up.
It's sort of like the other one in 7.
Yeah, that's what it's like.
It's not
Bo
Diddley. It's like the other one.
That's right. That's what I was looking for.
Yeah, I know you.
Bobby, the tough thing is picking up the whap. You know, you were talking about is on that thing. So I think I almost got it.
Yeah. So let's play that.
Yeah, it's the other one, but it the triplet sort of starts off the beat. You know, if you can just, you know,
sort of the other one.
Yeah, it's the other one.
That's really
right. Well, I just, it's easy with by myself.
Where's one?
One, two.
One. 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 It's a bit much for breakfast.
Yeah, now, John, lazy is the word there. All that stuff, but just all that stuff.
Yeah, not to be defensive, it's kind of hard to get there without warming up. It's got to be really intense.
Yeah, right. This is the first tune.
Right, yeah. It's a little early in the morning for this.
Shit.
More ganja.
And more ganja, yeah.
Yeah. All that intensity, you're doing all the right stuff.
It's a second set song.
We will be warmed up by the time we get here.
That's a promise.
Right.
The fellas.
Let's take a quick, I'm scared. Let's take a quick fear break. I got to get a cup of tea.
Yeah, let's take some vodka. A vodka break.
Phil, did you get that hooked up?
Well, they don't have it set up so that you can do it for the whole mix.
Ah.
And it also requires another channel.
Uh-huh.
And what I understand from what Mike was saying is that you have your guitar and your vocal on there.
Yeah.
Okay, but nothing else, right?
No, but I could put everything else on there easily enough.
Right, okay.
What's that? What? 8 millisecond thing?
So lazy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
about it now. About
we could pull another seven out of that, a straight seven off of the eighth note triplets, take two each, two of those, and make a one beat of a seven-beat bar. Take the triplets, and take that. So you're going yeah da 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 da, and then you're going da 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 da, and then you're going da 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 da. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1. Now the question would be, how could we get back?
Let's do that.
I go back.
Yes. Good point.
Let's do it. Let's just work on that for a second.
We'll start. You got to start from the original seven.
Let's start in seven, and I'll put it into that.
7. No problem.
Yeah. That was seven.
All we have to do is be able to agree
this
on
this is
the
seven, Dave. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I'm playing. That's a 14 for me.
Yeah,
well, it's
me too.
Seven, but that's the double. That's the halftime of the seven.
Yes, that's right.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah.
Four.
The deal is fishing the one. It's
no
problem finding the pulse.
Yeah.
But
oh no, check it out.
Phil
defined it perfectly.
Okay. Oh, no, I
well,
I sort of started
it out, but I was fishing.
Right.
Well,
fishing
we'll hit the one. It. We'll hit the one real hard.
Oh, good.
Okay. Check it out. Start it again, Phil.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Seven.
What we got to do is go back and forth until we get good at it.
Well, we don't have to go back.
We can
stay there. You know,
we can stay there, but I mean, for the time being, for yes.
Well, you got to go back through the triplet.
For an yeah,
in order
exactly.
to get, you mean into the reggae seven?
Back into the reggae seven.
Then you got to go through the triplet
yeah,
to get
of
back
course.
To
yeah.
the reggae. Okay, so that's the route.
And
back.
Then we got to find that one.
No problem. No okay. problem. But just remember, you got to go back to the triplet, and then eventually.
So let's just go back and forth for a while. In
well,
those
you can't go back and forth. Rows. You have to go three stages. You know,
okay.
you have to go.
Okay. Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
it's not exactly back and
well,
forth.
Well, the thing is, somebody
it's shifting gears. Like shifting gears.
It's shifting gears. Okay.
So somebody.
I understand what you mean.
Yeah.
Okay.
So somebody's going to go off into whatever pole.
I'll take it into the seven. Okay. I'll take it into the straight seven from the triplet. First,
right.
we go into the triplet from the reggae seven.
Right.
Then I'll take it. I'll take that right. into there. Lay down the one there. Once we establish that, then at a certain time, then I'll go back into the triplet.
Right.
And everybody got to come back into the triplet, and then we'll go back into the reggae seven. Okay. If you, that's what you want to do.
And forth,
I mean, that's sort of
forth.
A strange exercise, but we can.
The thing is, if we can do that at the drop of a hat, when we're doing this in concert, I mean, we can really make use
nothing
of this.
Nothing like
we can
making it a little
out.
More complicated, right?
We can pull it out
bat.
Like every other nut.
Anyway, we can do this.
Yeah.
We can go that way. As one way, we can
always
go down that one way road.
Four, you know, a straight four groove like that, which we do. We can do any
other
one.
It's a four and
seven,
Phil. It's actually a four feeling in seven.
Yeah.
One,
yeah,
two,
exactly.
Three, four, five, six. An on-beat seven, as it were.
Yeah.
Okay, now when you go back to the
okay, from the triplet. One, two.
Go from the reggae.
Yeah, from the reggae. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Hold it. Johnny, got to keep the seven or else I won't know where I am.
Sorry.
Yeah, okay.
It'd be nice if somebody can just nod and everybody, once we're in.
It'll happen. Just got to hear really them.
And just everybody drop in.
Yeah.
The triplet happen a little longer.
Okay,
before you go right into that, because we want to be able to dissolve into
that.
Yeah,
I was just doing it as an exercise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I'll do it longer.
Yeah.
Okay, you're right. I'll do it longer. Yeah.
Yeah. Let the seven, let the reggae seven and this triplet coexist a little longer.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah.
And then we'll be floating in the middle there.
Thank you.
We want to try to get back to the seven reggae sevens. Is what we want to try to do, right?
Here we are.
I was just having so much fun in it. I just wanted to stay in it. I didn't want to go back. I was just starting to get a pattern in it.
Sorry.
No, I mean, you know, it was just developing into something. You know,
I'm sorry.
We're starting to get a revolution in that longer stay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to stay there for a while. We can make it back. There's no problem.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. We can.
I just
we just
to
have to agree
it.
On the one again of the reggae seven.
That's correct.
Yeah, sure.
I'll go back. I just didn't want to.
I just didn't want to go back. Yes.
I mean, the idea is going there, you know. I mean,
yeah.
It's some more fun than going
coming
back.
Coming back.
What are we going to do when we go back, man? I mean, why don't we go someplace out the other side?
That's cool, too.
But the thing is, we bring it back for just a little reprise, and then we go on to, like, the other one or something else.
Yeah, but you know,
or we go back into the straight thing.
If we can do it suddenly enough, I guarantee it'll bring the house down.
I was just wondering what was on the other side of it besides something that we've done before. That was the point of.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Right.
I want to go beyond the other one. I mean, beyond.
Well.
The other one. Wait a minute. I got an idea. Let's go into the. Let's start off with the Reggae 7. Go into that other one. And then I'm just going to...
The other one. Be more specific. What do you mean, the other one?
No, I mean into the new one.
The seven.
The new seven.
The fast seven. Okay. We can call it the fast
seven. The unbeat seven. We'll work that for a while. And then I'm just going to count off one, two, or four, five, six, seven. And just drop, bam, right back into the... just butt splice back into the... let's see if we can do that.
The reggae seven?
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Well, one of the things I've been doing is I've been making a new route for the harmony. When we actually get into the fast seven, the onbeat seven, I'm playing a B route. So that will be one way to differentiate that we've all got there. And we can just work off the B route, and then when Bob gives the count, we'll drop back to F sharp. No. We go all the way out.
Go all the way out.
He's going to drop us back into the reggae seven while
we're going to skip the triplets coming back.
Right.
Okay. You can hint at the triplets, but
it's okay. I got you. I know what you're trying to do.
Cool. And then if we want to take it out again, then we can leave it out.
Yeah, and then leave it out.
Yes, good.
Because I guarantee they'll poop their jammies.
Yes, they will. It's kind of like a little miniature Viola Lee blues.
Right. All of a sudden, the sky clears for a minute.
What sort of modal orientation for the B?
What we have been working on is essentially a B scale over an F sharp root.
Hey, Bob, did you just turn up or something?
You can play the same scale. Same scale, and I'll just change the root.
Actually, I just turned. I might be up. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just turned my headphones.
This is a little overwhelming for me. Just stay where you are. I'll get it down in my ears.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. That's not a B scale. Mike. It's an E scale over an F sharp root.
Oh, which scale?
E.
Yeah, that's what I'm playing too.
So
you haven't done like an F sharp Dorian.
E-melodic, right?
That kind of vibe.
Yeah. Take Bob down just a hair.
Yeah, I guess that's the same scale. I think that's the same scale. And so so then when we put it over a B root, it still has the A natural in it. It sounds more like a dominant of E.
Yeah, so like
than it did with an F sharp. Well, of course, we never go to E, so.
And we can just keep teasing like that, and we can take it into the other one finally and go.
No.
You know what happens after this?
Wait a minute.
Okay,
I just thought of it. You gave me an idea. We could do it like Viola Lee Blues. We could take it up one step further. We can take it up to the 16th, go to the triplet above the straight. You know, taking it up one rhythmic step above that.
Well, let's just do this one first and see if we can do it.
Yeah, let's not go back to the other one. Let's go beyond the other one.
No, not to the other one.
And then we can drop back.
Not to the other one necessarily, the song, the other one, but. Let's try going back. This is just a like a structure in the instrumental. so that we if we go out to this and then drop back and then go out again.
You know what I mean? The second time we go out.
Oh, the second
time. The second time. After you go back to the, and then we go back again. Once more, we go up there. Right. Then we can go, if we're in, let's go in the straight just for a second. Just go to the straight seven. Just an exercise.
Get it started.
Five, six.
No, it's faster than that. 5, 6, 7. Take it up another level from there so that each one of those triplets is now the two beats of an on beat. So each one of those, Yeah. Two and four. It could go up those, go up and up and up and up as fast as we can play.
Yeah, a little bit.
However,
I was hoping we would actually get to Viola Lee Blues, and work up Viola Blues with something like this in it.
Yeah.
But not the same thing. If we can take it up and go back like Bob wants to do, and then go
but
out again.
But take it further than where we were before we bring it
and
back.
If we stay in that fast seven,
there's
one thing that could come out of there that occurred to me, and that's Eyes of the World.
That's the fast Eyes of the World.
No, not this last one.
Oh, I see.
Not this last one. But I don't know if we're going to try to do that song or not. But
this brings this gives me a thought that if instead of dropping back at the seven, Bob, if we could take it up further and then drop back
all the way to the reggae seven,
all the way to the reggae seven.
That's going to be really hard to do. Why don't we try to do
the last
the first
bit was an eight, right?
Yeah, it's an eight. Yeah.
Yeah. So at that point, I think the reggae seven is kind of distant history.
Well, yeah,
we should try that first thing.
I know. That's
take it up to the fast seven and then, or the on beat seven and then back
down.
But
we could do that in seven just as easy as A.
Well, let's try it. Well,
yeah. Okay, we've got three layers now. We've got the original reggae seven, we've got the on beat fast seven, and we've got triplet eight.
Yeah.
That was the super.
Seven.
Well, here's the exercise
three,
then.
Four, five.
Okay.
Six, seven.
Here's the exercise then. One time we take it up to we start out with the reggae seven,
we take it up to the straight on seven
through the triplet right?
Through the triplet
right.
Correct.
And then four and then five six this. Seven back into the reggae seven. Next time we take it through the triplet to the on beat seven
right?
And then to this
to fast
and then
bars
to this.
First we get to the triplet seven,
the triplet of the fast seven.
Seven.
Yeah.
Off of the.
Off of the on-beat seven, yeah.
Four, five, six. And then we're in eight. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
It's all sacrifice. Think soul sacrifice. That's what it is. It's like a fast soul.
Wait a minute. I thought, where does the eight come in?
Well, when it goes... Do we want to do that? Unless we want to try to do that in seven, which I'll do.
Well, wasn't the original exercise to go up through the triplets to the on beat seven and then back to the reggae seven?
Yeah.
And then the next time, what will happen the next time? We'll go up to the on beat seven again and then up again.
To the on beat seven through the triplets of the on beat seven.
Okay.
To that second level on beat
and
seven.
That's the
let's
eight.
Try to keep you know, and let's try to keep it in seven. Why not?
Huh? Okay.
Huh?
Cool. Well, let's try and keep it in seven.
I mean, I got a figure. I got a figure for it in seven.
Great.
It's that old one from way back when.
All right.
Bobby,
okay.
Did you turn
I
down
got a figure
something?
For that too.
Because I seem to have lost a little bit.
Okay.
That's eight.
That's eight. That's it. We want seven. No, we want a faster seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You can play that. It'll work fine. It revolves every time. Every other time.
I can't play this figure against an eight.
It's not an eight. It's a slow seven.
No, we need at least a level of seven faster than that.
We need the one bars to rotate faster.
This is Return to Forever stuff.
4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Shift.
Thank you.
That's the same thing. That's the same pattern I was playing on. Is that?
Rush over his head.
There's somebody playing in six over there somewhere.
You Schweinberger, I saw that.
Yeah, okay, so we know that that's where those layers are. Oh, man. Well, we never have done anything. We've never tried to drop back.
Drop the count.
So why don't we just try the first level?
Okay,
the first level.
And the first level, you know, the count off is going to be back into the reggae as 5, 6, 7 or 4, 5, 6, 7.
Yeah.
Out of the straight seven, is that where?
Yeah, that'll be out of the straight seven directly back.
Okay, from the reggae 7, 4, 5, 6, 7.
We gotta have a hint of the triplet.
We gotta have a hint of the triplet.
Okay, I'll hint the triplet.
All right.
I'll go back.
Let's play.
When I see you got that glinting,
Bob, you
gotta
take
your
count. Bob, you gotta take your count off of his triplet.
Right.
Yeah, I'll watch for your. You give me the idea that bar couple of bars before. Okay, just look at, you know, look at
okay.
That.
Yeah. Okay, let's take it from the straight. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Which 7 you talking about? This is the fast 7?
Triplet has to be strong enough so that you can count, instead of counting a 4, 5, 6, 7, you cut 4, 5, 6, 7. You were counting at the fast tempo, and that's very confusing.
You can't do that. You got to count at the reggae tempo.
I thought I was counting at the in the triplet, but let's take it from the.
But you see, I can't see your mouth. I mean, unless I can't see.
I'll try to enunciate with my. Let's take it from the
You're going 5, 6, 7, right?
4, 5.
Well, why don't you go 5, 6, 7?
Okay, 5, 6, 7. That'll be easier.
Okay, let's. I'll make that triplet even more.
Well, but the thing is,
you don't want to go into the triplet. You let me go in. You don't want to give it away.
Let Mickey go in. You stay in the straight 7 and emphasize the 7.
Yeah, you've got to do that, and I'll do the triplet because you don't want to give it away. We don't want to let them know we're coming back.
Yeah. Okay,
exactly.
So let's take it from the straight. 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
cue, Bob. Here, you got to watch John's 1, okay? And just watch what John's 1, not only the triplet.
You're in the triplet, though. I'm not, so it's hard for me to count off the...
Yeah, that would be good, Mick, if you would do that. That would be cool.
What's that?
Do the count off.
Okay.
4, 5, 6, 7. Like
just
that.
Five,
How
six,
am I going to do that if I don't have a mic?
All you have to do
well,
is
you're
going to
have a mic.
Six,
You've got
seven.
A,
okay. Five,
can you feed
six.
Us coming back from the reggae
six,
field?
Seven.
Can you like do a big setup on the 6, 7?
Oh,
he'll
cool.
see me. I'll and he'll kick it. 5, 6, 7.
Cool. Yeah.
I think it'd be more effective if we just sort of butt spliced.
Let's try it. Let's see if we can do it.
Yeah, let's see if we can do it.
Without the. Was that the count off? I couldn't even see your mouth.
Yeah,
I couldn't see your face. All I could see
is the symbol. You see, I won't be in a position to do this.
Want to try it, Phil?
I'll try it.
Okay.
How are you going to do it?
I'm just going to pick up the triplet from you, and then I'm going to yell out a count, and it's going to be fucking arbitrary.
Yeah, but you can't yell it in a mic.
What's that?
You can't yell it in a mic.
I'm going to be able to because we'll have those switches.
Ooh.
Those foot switches.
Okay, same place? Technology, servant of man.
Talk back. You stay in the straight. See, you went with me in the triplet.
Okay, and you know, and what I have to do is I have to be able to stay in the fast seven
and count in the triplet. Yeah, that's true.
It ain't
I don't
easy.
Know if this is possible.
It's top. It is.
What?
It is.
Okay. Well, what I need you to do at one point when you know when I'm, I'll turn around. And I'll look at you.
Okay.
And then I want you to go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, dun, dun, dun. So excited, I forget to say 5, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Still knew where you were.
You know, when you do, if you stick on one note, you'll be able to do it.
I know. That's what I'm gonna have to do.
I know that's the trick.
Yeah. That's the only way. Let's go. 1, 2, 3.
I think
four.
You know, as long as let's try it this way. Real quick, now that we've been fumbling with it for a while, I'll bet it'd be easier to count it off in the time that we're in, as long as the triplet's going on. Bump, bump, bump. Let's try that.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Well,
the thing is, I'm playing a triplet figure.
It's so fast. The count is so fast that being in the triplet, it doesn't lend itself back into that slow groove.
Right.
What we're having to do is to imagine the triplet in the new tempo against the. The seven. Though.
This is something all those Indian guys do.
All the time.
We're not fucking Indians, motherfuckers.
They sit around and talk this
yes.
shit.
Yeah, okay. Don't worry about those fucking Indians.
Actually, it's better easy.
Okay, well, we're not Indians. Let's do it.
Okay, let's see. Let's try.
5, 6, 7. The triplet. Who's playing? You playing the triplet. Don't play the triplet. Don't give it away. Let Phil count it in. Everybody stay in the seven. Don't play with me. I'm here as a cue only for Phil.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
The low note.
Okay.
If you watch
I'm sorry. That's where you're starting the triplet.
That was where I would put
okay.
it.
Okay. Is there any way that you can emphasize that by playing on an instrument that is not the same as the instrument? Yes. Yes.
Okay, here we go.
But not sixes, threes. Bapata, 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 bapata. No. Ticky, tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
I got it backwards.
Oh, man.
And then I said, no, no.
Right. That's going to cause a bad crash anytime.
No, I didn't mean that.
Was anybody hurt?
You got to shake it off. Shake it off. If you get in that space, just shake it off. Shake it off.
I'm back and start
like
over.
The pitcher. Don't like the sign. Don't like the sign.
Because if you're counting, it should be.
He's doing that arbitrarily.
Oh, that's.
I told you it was going to be fucking arbitrary.
Oh, it's going to be. So it's not going to really be the real one.
No, it won't be the real one of the Fast Seven, and it won't be the real one of the original Radio.
So everybody's got to listen to that.
If you hang out at home and think about it, if you think about it long enough, you'll get the relationship, and you'll be able to count it in every time. But for the time being, we just follow whatever he says. Let's break for lunch. That's working.
Hey.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem.
Oh, okay.
because just hold on a second.
Okay.
If you start on the, there's got to be a place that we have to figure it out where you start on. You know, I mean, because it has to come out on. It has to come out on one.
Where I need to start in relation to the Fast Seven.
It's got to come out on the one.
We can figure
on eight on the on beat, at least on the on beat. You got to pick a triplet. Somewhere that comes out on an on beat. It doesn't have to be the one.
All we have to do is calculate it. We can figure that out. How twelve?
It can't be on the off beat because it would be no. We could never.
Okay. There would be 12. There would be 12 of the triplets, which would mean there would be six beats of a bar of seven. So it would have to start on the second beat of the bar of seven.
Yeah, I got it.
Well, we'll figure it out when we come back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, we'll figure it out over lunch because. It's going to be easy enough to do. Yeah, yeah.
Not going to play. He's just going to try to count and see what works.
I'll play along until we get into the Fast Seven. And when I hear you start the triplets, then I'll probably drop out.
Okay. So let's not go into the reggae stuff. Let's just play the fast one and just concentrate
on that.
Oh,
that's fine.
Was that the tempo for the fast one?
No, not necessarily. Let's get the tempo of the fast one and just play in the fast
one. I think in order to get the tempo for the fast one, we'll probably have to do a quick whole evolution.
I'm just trying to get the groove.
I can't hear you.
I'm just trying to get the groove.
Okay.
And then I just find it.
I just want to ask you to give me a look when
absolutely.
You're ready to start.
Absolutely.
5, 6, 7. Already.
Is he? John, you got to really hit the one so Phil can know where it is. That's what he's waiting for.
It's fine, but you started playing the triplet before you gave me the look.
Well, I gave you the look. You didn't see it. I don't think.
Okay. Well, yeah, look at me if you could. Look at me first and then
okay.
On the downbeat. So
I'm
going to
start my triplet on John's downbeat.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you got to just make sure that the one is there. So
you're going to stay in that fast seven.
Yeah. You're playing into the triplet now, aren't you?
No? Just
for half a bar. Oh, okay. Yeah, you can't. You see, once you play into the triplet, if you would play. Play what you're playing in the straight part. Let me just hear it. That is the one.
Yeah, I know where the one is, and I can hear yours, but I can't. I'm having trouble hearing the relationship, so it's just something I probably have to keep listening.
Okay, what would help you?
Just rotate. Just keep going.
Okay.
Just keep going.
All right.
And every time you guys feel that your ones are coinciding.
Phil, do you have to have? Does John have to play that seven, or can he play the longer seven?
I'm sorry. The what?
The longer seven.
No, I need to have him play that seven.
Okay.
And if you got, and if you can look, give me
see,
a
because
glance whenever
I hear
you
it,
and John
I hear
coincide.
It different.
Yeah.
I hear it a little bit different. Let me.
One thing that we could do is, after we've played in that seven for a while, we could all fall together into a sort of a crescendoing riff that would be on that short seven. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. trying to get everybody to play along so that we can develop a riff. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Big one. Yeah. it was one triplet off.
Okay. Okay.
If you can start it.
Okay.
On that triplet.
Okay. Okay.
That was the right.
The tempo relations were right.
Yeah. Yes, but you can hear when I hit that and he's on the one. That's really your cue.
Oh, wait a minute. You said it was the high one. Oh, no. If you which one are you going to start with on his one?
Okay, I will start with whatever one you want.
Okay. Start with the high one. That's what I'm listening for.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll hit. I'll smack that one every time.
All right, that's fine.
Okay,
see, fine. I was listening for the high one, and you were playing the low one.
Yeah, okay, it still wouldn't have worked out.
Okay, but...
So, you know. Quick seven?
Yeah, please.
The third time through, once I start.
Yeah, that's right. And it's start on the two, the third,
the fourth time. I think it's the fourth bar of seven is on the on beat.
Yes, that's right.
That's correct.
That's correct. So that's what I'm trying for now.
Goody.
Okay, so we agree.
I started, and it did happen.
Yeah.
Okay. You just got to pick up on that fourth bar.
I think I landed on the one.
Well, God save you, man.
Well, I mean, from his count. God
okay,
save us all.
Yeah. I'm not sure whether I had the four.
Me in the right place.
I'm still trying to do one, two, three, four. So let's try. Could we just try it with the drummers?
Yeah.
Could we just try it with the drummers? Keep going. I almost had it. One, two, three, four. Was that right?
I don't know.
I don't either.
No. It was early. That time.
Let's do it again, please.
Let's try it again. I almost have it. Mickey, I just have to learn to hear your figure. Okay. Hey, Mike, could I have a little of Mickey's percussion, please, in my monitors? Would you play just a minute, Mick? That's good. All right.
every time it comes around, every three bars of seven, and every whatever, every. Every on the fourth bar. Anyway, can you make a simple crash where you coincide?
Yeah, sir. Well, if I do the left, I might lose that one note over here. You understand?
That's all right. Okay. That's all right. Just for that one coincidence, all right?
Yes, you want it on the one.
Okay. Yeah, please.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Almost.
That was right.
No, it wasn't. I said four.
You were right. It came out on the left hand. It was on the one.
Did you crash the cymbal on the one?
No, I didn't. I forgot to do it, but it was right.
Ah, but there was a cymbal crash on the four.
That's right. I did do it there, but I didn't
okay.
do it when you...
Okay.
But
I almost got
landed
one more time.
On the one.
Time.
Where did you start?
What I'm doing is I'm counting 10 triplet bars. I'm counting 10 triplet bars and then starting to count.
Do it again.
Okay. One, two, three, four. Okay.
Is that one?
That was it. That was the one.
It's a my downbeat. It sounds
okay.
like one to me.
Okay.
It was on my left hand.
That's it.
That's one.
That's
one
it.
More time.
Okay.
Yeah, one more time, please.
All right. One, two, three, four. Get that seven figure, that fast seven figure going.
Trial by fire.
I'd like to try where I come in after you've been playing. I want to make it twice as long.
Yeah.
Can we try it twice as long? So I want to see if I can pick it up. Once we're into it, I want to see if I can pick up the next one.
Yeah.
Or any one of those, because that way I could pick up any one of them.
Yeah.
So we can stretch it.
You guys got to remember the lick you were playing in the reggae 4 really well, so when you come, you got to nail it.
Okay, when I'm coming back into the reggae 4, I'm coming in to that B over F sharp business, that B scale over. I'm
yes, right.
Coming back in. I'm not coming back in on the original.
You're not?
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm coming in on.
Why not? Bobby, why don't you come back on the original?
Well, because where we left it off generally will be
Because that's really the signature riff of the song, isn't it?
Actually, I think it's interesting this way because it'll have the rhythmic feeling of the original,
yeah, it'll be
but it'll
same.
Have the tonal feeling of what we've been doing.
Yeah.
It's just a slight...
Yeah,
it's very subtle, but that's one of those those subtleties that make music.
Quite so.
You want to try it again? So let's all play for. I'll play along.
Four, five,
place. It's just that we got to come in with the right rhythm.
Yeah. Right. So that's when everybody, when you hear me count, that's the triplet count. So you got to think, yeah, da 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 da.
That's right.
Mickey, you switched your hand.
What? Oh, that's the reason. Don't do that.
No, I left this one.
Okay, that's what confused me.
No.
Oh.
No, I'm doing it for him. Yeah. You're absolutely right.
Okay.
You know, he's used to the one being here, but now I just need it.
Okay, let's try one more time. I'm going to try and play along this time.
Five, six, seven.
Just play one note. Remember, you were probably going to play that.
I'm going to try and do that.
Yeah.
But I lost the count, John.
Every time John leads in it, da 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 da, boom.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand all of that. But what my biggest problem is, I keep wanting to count one, two, three, four instead of one, two, three, four because I can't hear your low downbeat. I can hear your high downbeat fine, but I can't hear the low downbeat on the triplet. I can't hear your right hand.
Why don't you turn the right hand up then?
Yeah, just give me a little more of Mickey's percussion.
This one.
That's enough. That's good. Okay. Mick, just play your finger, please. Okay, let's try it again.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
was I lost the one of the seven. I lost the one that has to be during this part, only this part. It has to be really obvious. It can be, you can drop the one anywhere else.
I lost it.
Oh, I did too.
But what I gotta say is you've got it. I mean, you had it. I gotta say,
well, you
I
got
lost
it. You have it. You have it right.
Okay.
I picked it up off Mickey's couch.
Practice makes perfect. Let's roll this.
You know what? I just think that if that lick was more recognizable going
back into...
Okay,
I'll try going into the original one.
Go into the original just for once. I bet you everybody will laugh like a fucking maniac.
Okay.
If it was like the original lick.
One, two, three, four, five, six.
Yeah, so we will do in other words, we'll make this transition that we just did one time, and then we'll go back up, and then maybe we'll be able to get it up into the next one, next level.
Yeah. Let's do it again, the same thing we just did.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to have to go through the triplet figure to do that.
To go back up?
Don't worry about it now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let's just do this transition. That's good.
Is that anything like automatic playing? Like automatic playing.
That was hard. It seemed off somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, we
once again on me, I gotta make that thing just emphatic.
Yeah.
Okay, but you were right.
Okay.
It was off, but you were right.
Okay.
One more time.
Okay.
Phil, could you go back? Just try going back to your signature line on it.
Oh.
Yeah, just the line that you're playing in the song.
Well,
in
which
the verse.
One? There are several.
In the verse.
Oh. Oh.
Yeah, try to
sure, the verse line.
Because that would lock it in like a fiend.
Okay.
Just try it one time doing that. Bobby is doing his verse line.
Okay. But at the same, okay.
Bob, you are doing that. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't want to make it too much like Viola.
No, but just try it. Just to get it back.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. Do we or don't we?
Well, because I'm hoping we work up Viola Lee Blues and do something like this in it. But, or who knows, maybe we can combine them somehow. I don't know. But
right.
Why don't we just do Viola Lee Blues?
Huh?
Why don't we just do that when we do it? Why don't we do Viola Lee Blues as its own song? Is that what you're trying to put Viola Lee Blues in this?
No. Okay. No. No, not yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
We're gonna do about it. We can do about anything with Violi when we get there.
It's yeah.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven.
Thank you.
Thank you.
if you play the halftime, if you play that, then this triple time, double whatever the fuck this is, will work. So if you guys don't play the fast time, if you go back the other way, play the slow time.
What are we trying to do? Go back down or stay where we are?
No, you can go up where you were going, but if these guys play in the halftime, we would hold the meter down. We're trying to go up.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so
We're in 12 now, right?
No, we were in 8.
We were in 8.
Well, we're in 8. We've gone all the way up from the fast 7 through that triplet to the 8.
That's right. That's exactly right. Because it's too hard to play that in 7.
Right.
Yeah.
Although
it could be the big 7. We might drop the 7 there and go into another thing. You know? We might go into an 8 thing.
That is nuts. That is nuts. If we can get into that, we can take it all the way up there, man.
We could take it up there. I mean, if everybody goes to 8.
I'm sorry?
If everybody goes to 8, we could take it up there.
Okay,
now
well,
what do we do once we get it up?
But there is that
there?
7 in there, too, if we want to pull it out. And that would drive everybody nuts, including us. That 7, it works, you know. And then where? Yeah, but where could it go? You know, we're already going as fast as we can.
That's where it could go into space.
Huh?
We go into space.
Okay.
We go into free space. You know, and just go into just gibberish. You know, into zone. You know, into little you know, everybody just go crazy and go chaos, total chaos. You know, and then break it down and go someplace there. Yeah.
There we are.
Yeah, but that's the only place for that to go.
Yeah.
You know, conceptual space. You know. Coltrane, waves of sound and rhythm, colors, color. But that's the line from the old days. That is the exact line from the old days.
Yes, yeah. That's right. But it certainly would serve here.
Oh yeah, no, that's perfect.
But the thing that twigged me is that's the lick we used to use in Viola Lee Blues in a different key.
That's right, and a different time.
No, we actually used to play it in 7. Well, we played it in 7.
Oh, could have been.
Well, no, we actually did. I heard the tape.
Might have been. Yeah.
Oh, and then there's. Remember that?
How many of those? 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Yeah.
What was that?
That was out of Viola Lee Blues also.
3, 4, 2, 3, 4. Oh shit, I remember counting this. Either 4 or 5 of those. 1, 2, 3, 4.
So that's Viola Lee Blues. Let's not get into that. That's a whole other monster.
That's something else.
But it's related to. And I'm not sure whether we were rotating that figure over a 7 or a 4.
I don't think it was over a 4.
I think it was a 4.
Okay. I think it was.
Yeah, because there's, you know, there's no recorded documents of that music.
Oh, no kidding.
Actually, there's one. I think it's from Clark College.
We did it at the Geary.
Huh?
Wasn't that the Geary Temple? Is that what we were?
I can't hear you.
Did we do it at the Geary Temple?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe, I don't know, we might have worked it out, part of it out there, but there's no performances of it except one from Clark College, and that's incomplete.
Oh.
Clark College in 1970, I think, but it's incomplete.
I remember we worked it out either in, I remember it was at the Potrero or at the Geary Theater. Geary Temple. Right. It was the 7, Phil. It was the 7. It was over the 7.
I think it was
over the 7.
The long.
But I don't think it was in Viola Lee Blues. It was in the 7. But what was that 7 we did? Was that just
Somehow we pulled that out of Viola Lee's Blues, the fast part of Viola Lee.
Was that it?
Whoa! And what's up, what do you guys want to work on next?
Phil's juices are flowing. Everything would be seen pretty tame.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Do we need any chord changes for Viola Lee Blues? I mean, just to play.
No, it's the only thing is there's a fast one, I think, in after the end of the verse. Oh no.
Who remembers it? Can you remember? You sing it, Bob. Why don't we just try a run through it?
It goes back to the first change fast after the second change.
We don't have to speed up or anything. Let's just see if we can play it.
Barry.
Bob can't hear you. Yeah, me too. Let me have a little more of Bob's vocal.
Let me. Let me show you all the turnaround real quick. It's easy. 2, 3, 4 goes F. 2, 3. C, 2, 3, 4, G.
There's a bar G in there.
Right.
There's a bar G, and then it does that.
2, 3, 4. F, two, three.
Bar two, right?
That was it. Play that. Just listen to what Bob doing.
Three. You know by that
so that bar is six beats long.
Two.
What's the lyric?
Yes.
Turn
on? It's different every time, but the first time, let's see.
If you get jail sentence.
Right. Two, three, four. You may know they'll set up. We'll be Nashville bound. And if you miss jail.
Verses
you
also.
Miss bail, seller. You'll be Nashville bound. Judge decreed it.
Song.
Some got 6 months, some got one solid
boogaloo.
Got one solid year in D-Day. Some got 6 months, some got one solid year. Started on the verses all in the same place.
Right, that's true. That's true.
If we're going to play instrumentals.
Oh yeah, if we're going to play instrumental on the verse, are you still imagine that the fast?
Yeah, why not?
Return to the
yeah
to the one. Okay.
Short four chord.
Right. Yes. Okay.
One and a half.
So three quarters of maybe. What was it?
So one, two, yeah, instrumental. Two, three, four. We'll be right back.
guitars in here. First.
Do them two at a time, and the way to do that is take the two bars or maybe even four between players, but no bars in between the verses. Have whoever's taken the two verse instrumental verses go straight into back to back.
I'm sorry.
No little taxi place on the one between the two actual solo verses as each person.
Oh, I see. Between the
soloists, there's a space, but between the individual soloists' two verses, there's no space.
No. I'm sorry, that's absolutely contradictory.
No, between the various solos, there's the space, but between the two verses that each soloist is taking, there's no space.
Got it. Thank you. Man.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, so the changeovers are in parallel, that's it.
Are we doing Golden Road?
Not yet. That's sort of an ambitious undertaking, I think. Do we want to go up?
That's right up there with Born Cross-Eyed.
Right.
Oh, I'd love to do Born
Cross-Eyed.
Oh, geez. We got our best guys on it. Who's going to take the trumpet solo? I guess that'll be me because I'm the only one on the synth now.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we started on the two on that, didn't we?
No, we led up to it.
Oh, is that where we...
Oh, actually, yeah, we actually started, and then it just kept repeating, but there was a lead up to it after that. Yeah.
But I'd have to sort of refresh my ears on that one. I wouldn't want to try that cold right now.
Oh, God, no.
Hey, do we have anything left in us today, or what? It's 5 o'clock.
Oh, we could take a quick run through.
I've got the chord changes to Down the Road. If you guys want to try it, try that.
Sure.
What do you have, Bob?
I was going to say. I'll send a circumstance.
Either one of those things will take a while.
Yeah, maybe I should do this when we're fresh.
Either one of those things will take a while. Is there anything we've done in the last week or so that we need to go over again?
We need to recap
all
everything
of the above.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah, everything.
Tomorrow.
Oh, that's
like
a project, too.
Tomorrow.
Okay, well, you guys bone up on Down the Road isn't going to be that much.
No, it's a simple song, really. It's not that much.
Bone up on Sand and Circumstance tonight.
Since that's the only available boning currently.
Do you want to take a quick run through that and see if it Down the Road is worth doing? You want to try it? Do we have any energy for it, or should we wait till tomorrow?
Let's leave it for tomorrow.
I'd like to do that.
Yeah. We'll want to listen through it and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's a little. We played a lot of music today.
Yeah.
We took some breaks, too, but what the fuck?
We played some music and we took some breaks.
Ain't that the word?
That's
going to.
He played some music and he took.